Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with retiring Washington Municipal Airport Manager Mike Maxted.
Mike, you are retiring at the end of May as the Washington Municipal Airport Manager. I wanted to start off by asking, when was your first day as manager and how you came to be in the position?
My first day as manager was June 30th, 2006. With the ex-manager had to leave, so they needed a new manager. I was currently on the airport commission at the time, so they asked me if I would take over as the manager.
And so then did you have to come off of the commission?
Eventually. I served a dual purpose for probably 4 years and then came off the commission to take over just as manager.
And how long were you on the commission in total?
About 6 years, all totaled.
Do you live in Washington?
Yes.
Are you from Washington?
No. Grew up in Western Iowa.
Some people who serve on an airport commission might not all be pilots or anything like
Correct.
That, but I assume, did you have some aviation experience prior to joining?
I had some aviation experience, like I said, on the commission. I took my flight training back in the mid-90s. Also had 20 years worth of sales experience and customer service experience, which helped tremendously as far as manager.
As an airport manager, what is the day-to-day work like?
It's seasonal. In the wintertime, we're pretty slow. But in the summertime, starting in May into June, July, August, September, we get very busy. In fact, last year during July, we sold 24,000 gallons of fuel. So it's seasonal. My main job is to make sure that there's good, clean fuel in the fuel tanks, all the lights are working, and there are literally hundreds of light bulbs on the airport, taxiways, runways, hangars, etc., etc. You may, as manager, you need to make sure that the grass is mowed, the snow is removed, just day-to-day operations like that.
With the summer being your busiest time of year, were there any instances where you'd have to go to the airport in the middle of the night if someone was arriving or departing there?
Oh yeah, you're on call 24/7. The majority of the work's done between 8 and 5, normal business hours, but I had to go out there at 3:30 in the morning one time to jumpstart an airplane that had a dead battery. I've had to go out late at night to help with the fuel farm in case someone couldn't operate the pumps. It just goes along with the job.
When did you decide that now was the time to step away from the position?
Well, I'll be 70 years old the end of July, so it was time to hand the reins off to a new manager. The new incoming manager, Johanna Ray, she has a wealth of experience in aviation. She flew pipelines up in Montana. She worked in an FBO for quite a while. She has a degree in aviation. So she's very well qualified to come in and take over.
What are you looking forward to once you're no longer on call? Are you going to take any vacation?
My wife wants to visit the state parks in the state of Iowa. There's 52 of them, so that should keep us busy for a while.
Anything else you like to do in your spare time?
Fly model airplanes. I've been doing that since 1978. Building and flying model airplanes is a lot of fun.
Now, do you ever like to go up into the skies yourself these days?
Oh, sure. Yep. I'll fly anywhere with anyone.
What have you enjoyed most from your time as the airport manager?
Meeting a lot of interesting people. The pilots on the field are great to work with. We have some of the lowest fuel prices in the upper Midwest. So we get a lot of cross-country traffic stopping in to fuel up. I've met people from all over the United States and Canada stopping in to fuel up or fuel up and stay overnight in Washington, providing them courtesy cars, so on and so forth. So I've met a wide variety of people and some really interesting individuals.
Like you said, the next manager comes from a wealth of experience, but is there any particular words of wisdom that you're imparting as having been the Washington Airport Manager?
Well, we've been in training with her for about 3 weeks now. She's catching on very quickly. I guess the only advice would be to take care of issues as they come up and just have fun.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with retiring Washington Municipal Airport Manager Mike Maxted. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.